Welcome to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The left fielder, Chris Magruder. Batting third. The right fielder, Brady Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lyle Overbay. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Mohler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Davis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Doug Davis. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryan Friel. Batting second. The shortstop, Juan Castro. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, D'Angelo Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wiley Mopeña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason LaRue. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jason Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brandon Clausen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brandon Clausen. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magruder hits a fly ball into center field. Romano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Overbay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Friel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Friel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ginter hits a pop-up towards short. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mohler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Wiley Mo Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magruder is 0 for 1 in the game. Magruder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Friel. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Overbay scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaRue for the out. One out. Jason Romano batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brandon Claussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Claussen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Overbay scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Claussen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Overbay is 0 for 1 in the game. Overbay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ginter is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Friel is 0 for 1 in the game. Friel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Clark fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Clark. Castro moves to third. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Casey reaches second base with a double. Castro scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mohler is 0 for 1 in the game. Mohler hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops it up and throws to first, with Claussen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wiley Mo Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. Pena is hit by the pitch. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LaRue is 0 for 1 in the game. LaRue hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clark. LaRue reaches second base with a double. Pena moves to third. Jason Romano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pena scores. LaRue moves to third. It's Brewers, 2, Reds, 2. Brandon Claussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Claussen is 0 for 1 in the game. Claussen bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 0 for 2 in the game. Friel strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Magruder is 0 for 2 in the game. Magruder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Overbay hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from LaRue and he is safe. Clark steals second. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ginter is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginter hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Mohler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mohler is 0 for 2 in the game. Mohler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Claussen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Doug Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts in front of the plate. LaRue fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Mohler moves to second. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 3 in the game. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wiley Mo Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaRue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Romano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Barry Larkin pinch hits for Brandon Claussen. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Friel is 0 for 3 in the game. Friel hits a fly ball into left field. Magruder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Jones now pitching. Juan Castro now playing third base. Barry Larkin now playing shortstop. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magruder is 0 for 3 in the game. Magruder hits a fly ball into center field. Romano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Overbay hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Overbay moves to third. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. LaRue drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Casey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castro moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Castro moves to third. Casey moves to second. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castro scores. Casey moves to third. Dunn moves to second. It's 5-2, Reds. Dave Burba now pitching. Wiley Mo Pena is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pena strikes out. One out. Jason LaRue batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. LaRue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaRue hits a fly ball towards right. Clark catches it and throws to second to double up Dunn. Casey tags and scores. It's 6-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Reidling now pitching. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ginter is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginter hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins pinch hits for Chad Mohler. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Romano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Kieschnick pinch hits for Dave Burba. Brooks Kieschnick is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kieschnick hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.